From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Opponents of wolf hunting won a victory as a Minnesota Senate panel voted 7-6 for a 5-year moratorium on future wolf seasons. Wolf hunting opponents argued before the Senate Environment and Energy Committee on Thursday that the state acted too hastily when it decided to resume sport hunting and trapping after the region's wolves came off the endangered list early last year. Hunters and trappers then killed 413 wolves during the state's inaugural wolf season, which ended in January. Supporters of the wolf hunt told the committee the state's wolf population has recovered enough to allow for properly managed hunting and trapping, and that the decision was made after years of study and court battles. The bill now goes to a Senate Environment Budget Committee, where its prospects are uncertain. Eighth District Congressman Rick Nolan is urging the Environmental Protection Agency to amend its 26-month timetable for haze reduction. The haze occurs across northern Minnesota National Park and wilderness areas. Nolan wants to alter the timetable in order to give Iron Range taconite operations additional time to comply. In a February 25th letter to EPA Region 5 Administrator Dr. Susan Hedman, Nolan said that while taconite mining operations are prepared to accept the haze reductions, a one-size-fits-all solution does not recognize the individuality of their needs. Nolan said the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has its own plan that reflects a wide variety of solutions better suited to the mining operations involved. It's been 3 months since Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell became the subject of a restraining order. Since then, a petition for a removal election is in the works and protesters have been picketing the courthouse. The parents of a 17-year-old girl filed paperwork last December claiming Scannell and their daughter had a romantic relationship. The court document states that Scannell harassed the girl, prompting the 2-year restraining order. During a public comment period held prior to a county board meeting last December, county resident Jason Zimmer asked that commissioners call a special session to request Scannell's resignation. According to County Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, the avenue for removing an elected county official is through a petition of registered voters prompting a removal election. The number required for a removal election in this case is just under 600 names. Zimmer has initiated a petition, and last week he said it was in the hands of a Twin Cities attorney to get the wording right. The petition must allege specific malfeasance or nonfeasance in the performance of official duties. Only examples of wrongdoing, misconduct, or failure to perform a legal duty would apply. Zimmer said he does not have any names yet because he was advised to make sure the wording is right so that citizens know the reasoning behind the petition. He added he does, quote, have a huge list of citizens to contact when the petition is ready to be launched, unquote. As for the protesters, they've been gathering at least once a week by the courthouse parking lot with signs calling for Scannell to step down and soliciting honks of support. Quote, I'm out here because it's the right thing to do, Chad Jones of Grand Marais told Northlands News Center. He went on to say, this is a person that had our trust as county attorney, and he breached it. So now it's a conflict of interest for him to be the county attorney anymore. The parents of the young woman told the Cook County News Herald, quote, we hope that Tim sees the wisdom in resigning from his job, leaving our community and sparing our daughter further anguish, unquote. Scannell became a public figure after he was shot in the Cook County Courthouse by a defendant he had just successfully prosecuted for criminal sexual conduct with a 15-year-old girl. Scannell went on to testify for a new law allowing prosecutors to carry guns on duty if they have a permit. The Associated Press has reported that a statement from Scannell's attorney says the prosecutor regrets the pain he's caused, but that he's committed no crime and did not engage in sexual conduct with the girl. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk requested the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension investigate the situation. BCA officials have refused to comment on their investigation or to even confirm that they are involved. Results of a University of Minnesota study into cancer rates among Iron Range miners will be made public next month. The Duluth News Tribune reports researchers will discuss the results at a public meeting at 3 p.m. April 12th at the Mountain Iron Community Center. The nearly $5 million Minnesota Taconite Workers' Health Study began 5 years ago. At least 82 Iron Rangers have died in recent years from mesothelioma, a cancer caused by asbestos exposure. The disease often doesn't appear until 30 to 40 years after initial exposure to asbestos fibers. In the most recent update, researchers revealed that the study confirmed a 300% higher rate of mesothelioma on the Iron Range than the general population in Minnesota. Chisholm musher Nathan Schroeder has won the annual John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Schroeder was first across the finish line in Duluth Wednesday morning. It's the second Bear Grease win for Schroeder, who also won the race in 2010. Second place goes to Keith Eiley of Ray. Grand Marais musher Odin Jorgensen placed third. The nearly 400-mile Sled Dog Marathon began last Sunday. CN wants to fill 24 acres of the Twin Ports Harbor to create a larger storage and loading area at the railroad's landmark ore docks in Duluth. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the plans, which have been submitted to the city for environmental review and public comment, call for dredged muck from the harbor and earth from shore to fill in what is now a shallow area just offshore from where the giant piles of taconite and limestone are located. But the project still has to clear several regulatory hurdles, and several agencies have expressed concern that CN is proposing to fill in precisely the kind of shallow water fish and wildlife habitat in the harbor that recent restoration efforts have tried to expand. A coalition of regulatory agencies, conservation groups, and tribal agencies have been working in recent years to restore 1,700 acres of aquatic habitat in the harbor and lower St. Louis River, a fraction of what has been lost over 150 years of industrialization along the waterfront. The area to be filled, most of which is 4 to 5 feet deep and often called Half Moon Bay, is considered prime habitat for fish and other aquatic creatures. And DNR officials have said they will demand a no-net loss policy for habitat within the St. Louis River estuary, including the harbor. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.